Harry Dean Stanton has died at the age of 91. He played supporting roles for decades, and then, as NPR's Ted Robbins tells us, he became a cult favorite.
The year was 1984. The film was Wim Wenders' Paris, Texas. As Ry Cooder's guitar plays, the movie opens on a thin, weathered man wearing an old suit and a red baseball cap, wandering the desert with an empty water jug. It's Harry Dean Stanton in his first lead role at age 58. He's Travis Henderson, a beat-down guy who, jealous of his wife, took their son and left years ago. He comes back to find her in a Houston peep show, where he delivers a 10-minute monologue.
I knew these people.
What people?
Travis talks through a one-way mirror to his wife, played by Nastassja Kinski. She can't see him, but gradually she realizes it's her husband telling her the story of his life.
He started thinking that she was seeing other men on the sly.
They reunite, then mother and son reunite. Then, after decades as a character actor, Harry Dean Stanton became a star. He was born in Kentucky to a tobacco farmer father and a hairdresser mother. He studied theater at the University of Kentucky. He served in the Navy in World War II, then went to Hollywood after. With his deep-set eyes and hawk nose, he got cast over and over as an outlaw or an oddball. More than 100 TV and film roles followed, from Cool Hand Luke to The Godfather Part II to The First Alien in 1979, where he was Brett, a tight-lipped spaceship crew member.
You can always get to a doctor when we get back home.
Right.
Whenever he says anything, you say, right, Brett, you know that?
Right.
Of course, Stanton gets eaten alive by the alien monster. That's the way it was until Paris, Texas. Then, also in 1984, came the cult classic Repo Man.
I never broke into a car, never hotwired a car, kid.
Harry Dean Stanton was the Repo Man, Bud, schooling young Emilio Estevez's character, Otto.
I shall not cause harm to any vehicle, nor the personal contents thereof, nor through inaction let that vehicle or the personal contents thereof come to harm. It's what I call the repo code, kid.
Once in a while, he played a normal guy, Molly Ringwald's dad in Pretty in Pink. Okay, that's pretty much it for normal guys. Stanton was in 6 David Lynch movies, and not too long ago, he played the polygamist cult leader Roman Grant on HBO's Big Love.
Glory, glory, hallelujah! I'm the prophet of Juniper Creek!
That singing? Well, music was Harry Dean Stanton's other love. He sang and played harmonica, on stage and off.
I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain.
That's from a 2012 documentary about Stanton by Sophie Huber called Partly Fiction. In one scene, his friend, director David Lynch, asks Harry a couple of deep questions. The answers were sort of Buddhist and very Harry Dean Stanton.
How would you describe yourself?
There's nothing. There's no self.
How would you like to be remembered?
Doesn't matter.
It may not have mattered to him, but the rest of us will remember Harry Dean Stanton as a singular presence on screen. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
I'm going well, the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going well, the weather suits my clothes.